Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Hey, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Dalid Omid Beis HaMachilcha Mon Bamidbar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Eliyosef ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Sara bas Batya, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, Ari Eliezer ben Malka, and Baruch Bendit ben Dvorah Hinda. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus V'Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for the zivug of Moshe Taub and Rachel Doneth, who are getting married this evening. The zivug zol oyle yofezayim. They should be zoiche to build a bayis nevin b'Yisrael. And today's daf is being learned as le'ilui nishmas Avram ben Yibodol l'chaim toivim ramoshe chaim. So today's daf and half of tomorrow's daf is going to discuss the Parshas Hamon. Now, just to follow the steps in terms of how we went from the last parak of Masechtas Yuma to the parsha of the Mon, it's actually pretty straightforward because we're discussing the Chamisha Inuyim of Yom Kippur. It says 5 times in the Torah that a Yid on Yom Kippur has to be ma'ana himself. He has to be in some state of pain, suffering. He has to be uncomfortable. And the Gemara brought 2 braises that tried determining exactly what the definition of inuy is in the context of Yom Kippur. And the Gemara had several suggestions, one of which was, and of course we know this is true, halacha l'maisa, that inuy means that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. And the Makar is because you find another pasuk in the Torah where the Torah uses the word inuy, and it's very clear that it means from oichel. In the parasha of the Mon, it says, Vaya'ancha vayarivecha, vayachilcha esamon. Vaya'ancha vayarivecha. The Yidden were in a state of pain as a result of the Mon. We'll see in the Gemara why. But vayarivecha, it came along with the fact that they were hungry. Thus, the word ta'anu es nafshei seichem, the init sem es nafshei seichem, that you find in the context of Yom Kippur, means inuy of oichel. Either way, we mentioned the Mon specifically, the idea of inuy associated with the Mon. We're going to have a daf and a half gemara that talks about the Mon. So today's daf begins with one of the many, many, many psukim in the Torah that talk about the Mon. It's in Dvarim, Perek Ches Pasuk Tezayin. The Pasuk says, HaMachilcha Mon Bamidbar V'chulu Leman Anoyscha. As if to say, with all the skulois and all the incredible things that were associated with the Mon, but Hashem says, I gave the Yidden the Mon Leman Anoyscha, to pain you a little bit. Says the Gemara, what was so painful about the Mon? Rav Ami V'Rav Asi, it was Machlokes Rav Ami V'Rav Asi. Omar once said, the reason there was an element of inuy associated with the Mon is because the Mon fell every day, but you weren't allowed to leave over Mon from one day to the next, which means no one had a stock refrigerator, no one had a pantry, nobody had any food for the next day. So you went to sleep at night knowing that you're going to wake up in the morning, you have to support a family, but you don't even know if you're going to have anything. So the inuy came from the fact that the Yidden had no pas basali. So the Mon itself was gval. The problem is you never had Mon for the next day. The Chadam on the other one said, Einoy demi misha roya v'oichel, l'misha einoy roya v'oichel. It's true, the Mon was incredible. Certainly not anything that you would ever think should be described as painful. Not just that, the Mon, we know, the Gemara is going to mention the Makar in today's daf, tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like. But at the same time, if you looked at the Mon and you wanted it, for example, to taste like steak, it didn't look like a steak. If you wanted it to taste like chicken, you looked at it, you didn't see chicken. You saw Mon. So there was an element of Taivas Achila that was missing in the Mon, and that is you were Einoy Roya V'Oichel, you couldn't see the food that you were tasting, and as a result, that's why it was Laman HaNoyscha. So why Laman HaNoyscha? So the Gemara had 2 suggestions. Either it's because the Yidden had no pas basale, or because they were lacking in that element of Achila, which is Re'iyah. One of the 2 pshatim was said by Rav Ami, the other one was said by Rav Asi. Who said what? We don't know. Chad Omar this way, Chad Omar that way. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Mikan, you see from this Gemara remez l'sumen she'oichel vein tzaveim, that when a suma eats, he doesn't have full satisfaction from the food that he's eating. And of course, who said this? Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is one of the famous sumen in Shas. Rav Sheshes is probably the next most famous Suma in Shas. And there's many Mamori Chazal related to Suman in Shas that are attributed, not coincidentally, to Rav Yoitz. Amr Abaya said, Hilkoch, based on this, man isle sudasa, loy lechlo, elabiyamom. If someone's going to sit down to eat a choshev meal, you should eat it during the day. Because if you're going to eat it at night, you're not going to be able to see your food. And there's an idea that Suman are oichlim, but ve'enon sveim. So based on that, there'd be an idea to eat better during the day than to eat at night. Amr Abzeir. Abzeir said, Micro, what's the makar to this? Meaning there must be some source to this idea from a pasuk that einoy doyme misha roya va'oichel, the misha einoy roya va'oichel. So Rav Zeira said, it's a pasuk in Koheles. The pasuk says, toiv mare einayin, mehalach nafesh. A person that can see the taiva, it's better than if he can only think about it. Amr Ishlakish, Ishlakish said, another thing that you learn from this pasuk, toiv mare einayin be'isha, yoysem migufay shal maisa. That a person that sees an isha, it can be more pleasurable than the actual tashmish. And then, based on the same pasuk, toiv mare einayin, mehalach nafesh. Tos Yishonim says that, why would Ishlakish say this? What was the point? So it's a few words. Hilkach tzarech lizar ma'od mimenu. The point he was trying to make was Reish Lakish that mare einayim be'isha is something a person has to be very careful of. Says the Gemara. The pasuk says ki yitem bakois einoy yishalich b'meshan. So this is a pasuk in Sefer Mishlei. Pashit, what the pasuk seems to say is ki yitem bakois einoy. If a person is going to set gaze on a kois of wine, yishalich b'meisharim. It's going to allow him to walk a straight line. Now, the truth is, it's just the opposite. If a person pays too much attention to alcohol, it becomes rather challenging to walk a straight line. So at first glance, this pasuk needs a little bit of commentary. Ki yitim b'kois einoy, yishalich b'meisharim. It would seem to be just the opposite. So the Gemara says, Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. There was a machlokes Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. Chadam once said what it means is, kolanois in einoy b'koisoy, someone that likes to drink, arayis kulon doimois olof Kemisha. All the arayas are suddenly going to be like a misha. So a misha is a plane. It's a straight piece of land. It's very easy to walk over a straight piece of land. So some of the things that would inhibit a person ordinarily to engage in arayas, if this person is yitein einoy b'koisai, arayas kulon doimais olav kemisha. So it doesn't mean that his mind is so lucid that he can walk so straight. Just the opposite. What it's going to do is it's going to cause him to do certain averes that he otherwise wouldn't do. The Chadam and the other one said, "Kolanois in ene bekoisoi kol oilam kulei doima olav kemisha." Not arayos doimois olav kemisha, but the entire world is going to be doima olav kemisha. Rashi says, "Mamen acherim doma lehata." What it means is that a person that is inebriated and intoxicated, it can easily lead to gezel. So again, machlekes Rabbi Rav Asni, what this pasuk means, we don't know who said what. One said that when a person drinks too much, it can lead to arayas. The other one said that when a person drinks too much, it can lead the person to gezela. We'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf. Da'aygo belev ish yashchen. Another pasuk in Mishlei. So a person that has a da'aygo yashchen. That's what he should do. So the Gemara of Amri Rav Asi. It was a machlokes Rav Amri Rav Asi. What yashchen means? Chadam once said yisinchen mi daitoy. Yashchen mi loshin hesach hadas. He should try to not think about it. Chadam. The other one said yisinchen la'acherim. That da'aygo belev ish yashchen. What that means is yisinchen la'acherim. He should talk it over with other people. Rashi says that the value in discussing with other people is Shemi Yasiyu Eitza. That if you're going to talk to other people, maybe this person will give you an Eitza, and he's going to be able to help you out. The truth is, his value is not for a person to speak his heart, to get something off his chest. But Rashi says even more practical. Shemi Yasiyu Eitza. The Munkach Rebbe, the Mincha Saluzer, in his Divrei Torah, so he brings a pshat in this Chazal, Dai Gobelev Ish, Yisichenu la'acherim. So he says, maybe this is a makar to the minig in Klal Yisrael, that when people were in an eis tzara, they would donate money to Kupas Rab Meir Bal Hanes, and they would utter the words, Helikad de Meir Aneni. This is, of course, based on a Gemara, and Masechtas Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara says that there were nisim and aflois that happened to Rab Meir himself by saying the words, Helikad de Meir Aneni. And minig Yisrael Torah, there's been a Messiah, that if a Yid finds himself in an eis tzara, give money to Rav Meir Balanes or do something as a schus for the neshama of Rav Meir Balanes, and that's going to bring to a Yeshua. So the Mincha Saluzer in his Divrei Torah, it's Ois Pei Zayin, says that maybe that's the pshat. Daigo belev ish yesichenu le'acherim. Acherim we know is Rav Meir. So when a person has a daigo belev ish, what should he do? Yesichenu le'acherim. So the Gemara Nachash Afar Lachmoy. the nafash was cursed, and his curse was ofer lachma. He eats dirt. One said, what does this mean? Even if this person eats all the best foods in the world, meaning the nachash could sit down and he can literally dine on the finest food, but when he eats it, toyim mem tam ofer, he's always going to taste the tam ofer. The other one said, even if a person eats all madani oilam, in daitim yusheves olav atche yoichel ofer. He's not going to be happy unless he eats. I mean, he can taste other food, but he has no satisfaction from all that other food that he's tasting. So again, a machlokes Rav Ami and Rav Asi had to understand the pasuk. Incidentally, the paper trail, why are we talking about v'nachash ofer lachmoy? So the first Gemara that we learned mentioned the machlokes Rav Ami and Rav Asi, had to understand the pasuk that was a little shayach to the earlier part of the daf. Hamachil chaman ban midbar l'man anoscha, and we didn't know which Shita was Shita's Rav Ami, and which Shita was Shita's Rav Asi. So the Gemara from there just digressed a little bit and mentioned other psukim where there was Machlokes Rav Ami, Rav Asi, and we don't know what Rav Ami said and what Rav Asi said. So the Gemara Tanya, so on this note, Rabbi Yosi Baruch, like Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basavidam. Midas Basavidam, a person, Makdidas Chaveira, if he gets upset at his friend, Yoyodim Lechayiv, he tries to destroy him. Avla Kadosh Baruch Hu Einer Kein. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not that way. Kilas HaNachash. Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry at the Nachash. He cursed the Nachash, stating that in the curse of the Nachash, there was a silver lining. Meaning, the curse of the Nachash was Afar Lachmai. Now, because Afar Lachmai, wherever he goes, he has dinner. Oilu Lagag, Mizaynoi Savim. He goes to the roof, he has his food with him. Yer Lamata, Mizaynoi Savim. Kilas Kenan. Kadosh Baruch Hu cursed Kenan. What was Kenan's curse? He's going to be an Eved. Okay, he's an Eved. So he ends up living in somebody else's house, and he, at the very least, is able to benefit from some of the luxury of his master. Oichel Masherabi, Oichel, Veshoisa Masherabi, Shoisa Kilo, so Isha, Kadosh Baruch Hu cursed the Isha. After the Chatat Eitz Hadas, Hakol Ratzon Achareo. Everybody runs after the Isha. Kilul Es Adama, Kadosh Baruch Hu cursed the Adama. Hakol Nizoinin Heimeno. Everything is sustained from the Adama. Regardless, we started off the daf talking about the Mon. We mentioned the Machloikis, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, related to one of the Psukim in the Mon. We then digressed and mentioned other Psukim where Rav Ami and Rav Asi argued, and we don't know what Rav Ami said, what Rav Asi said. So the Gemara now is going to return to the original digression, which is the Mon, and the Gemara is going to go into several psukim related to the Mon. So the truth is, in order to properly go through the Gemaras that we're about to learn, it's kedai to be familiar with the psukim of the Parashas HaMon. Obviously, it's beyond the scope of what we're able to do in the allotted time. Be'ezus Hashem, in the Reid Bite, we'll get back to some of the psukim, and hopefully Lemafreya understand some of these Gemaras a little bit better. So the pasuk says, "Zocharnu es hadogo ashenoicha b'mitzrayim chinam." So the exact context is Parshas Baloischa with the Yidden were complaining about the man. They said, "All we have all day is man." Right? They wanted some more food, and they said, "We remember when we were in Mitzrayim and we used to eat dogim." Look at the Gemara. Rabbishul was machlekes. Rabbishul, what that even meant? Chadama once said, "Dogim," literally meaning they were saying we used to eat fish in Mitzrayim, and now we have no fish. All we have is man, but we don't have fish. The chadam, the other one said arayas. That dogim is actually code word for arayas. The yidgu laroiv bekerev haaretz. Dogim aparim v'ravim. So really what it means is arayas. Okay, the Gemara, man, the dogim, the one that said dogim, dichsev noicha. I mean, it sounds like it means dogim. First of all, it's in the context of the man. And besides, zochanu es hadogo asher noichal b'mitzrayim chinam. That's what noichal means. Uman da amar arayas, the one that said arayas, dichsev chinam. Because it says the word chinam. And the assumption is that why would the Jews have had free fish? The fact that there was arayas, and arayas you can refer to as chinam, that may be because there was no iser arayas. So they were saying chinam, it was okay. And therefore, we remember the arayas that we used to have in Mitzrayim. Before we had the Torah, arayas was mutter. But free fish, where'd they get free fish? Talk to Gemara. Okay, let's see how the other Manda Amar is going to work out these ha'aras. Manda Amar Arayas, the one that says Arayas, it says Noichal. So the Gemara says, Lishna Ma'al Yenokat. It's true, it says Noichal, but it doesn't really mean Noichal. But there's an idea that sometimes the Torah speaks in a Lishna Ma'alya, Tzachim Dav Gimel Amid Aleph, Abeheima Asher Einenu Tahira. And this is a Lishna Ma'alya. Tichsev, like the Pasuk says, Kein Derech Isha Mina Ofes. That's the entire Pasuk. So we're talking about a woman that's a Zoyna. Achla Umachsa pia, the amra lay palti oven. So she's achla, she does her aveira. Umachsa pia, and then she says, I didn't do anything wrong. Now we're talking about a woman that's a mino efes. So it's talking about arayas, and it says achla. which means that the word ach was a euphemism for arayas. So zachainu was adog asher noichal b'mitzrayim chinam, even though noichal usually means achilo, but it could be used as a code word for arayas, and that's what it means over here. So akhtim adam adog and maichin. Kurim adam says dog, and what does chinam mean? So the Gemara says, no, you have to know the rest of the story. The Yidden actually used to have free fish when they were mitzrayim. When the Yidden were taking water from the well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazvon lebetech hamayim dog nintan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made appear for them little fish, Bikadeyem, inside their jug, and they had free fish. So we have two pshatim in what Zacharnu as Hadoga Asher Noichal B'Mitzrayim Chinam means. Either it's referring to fish, the fish was free because they miraculously used to get it whenever they were taking water from the well, or Daga is referring to Arayas, and it was Chinam in the sense that it was Mutter. Now Arayas is Aser, but then it was Mutter. But they weren't Nichshol in Arayas, meaning they weren't complaining about Arayas. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that describes Klal Yisrael as a Gan Nohol, as a closed garden. Gan no mayon chosam, and the understanding is that they were no, there was no arayas, meaning they weren't engaged in arayas. That's very good. It says acharnu es hadoga means real fish. They weren't remembering the arayas that they had because there was no arayas. It was gan no achosikalo, gan no mayon chosam. Elamando my arayas, my mayon chosam. But according to Mandama, that says acharnu es hadoga, it sounds like they're reminiscing the arayas. I thought they were a gan no achosikalo. I thought they were a mayon chosam. I thought there was no arayas. The Gemara says no. Mehanech tasirim leipritzibo. They weren't saying we remember the arayas we did that we weren't supposed to do. They said we remember once upon a time we were avodim. We remember once upon a time we were pnei noyach. Avdav efkeru nichale. At that time there were things that were mutter to us. Now there's a Torah. Now we have Tayrak mitzvahs. Now we have the parsh of arayas and achrimos. We have the parsh of arayas and kedoshim. Now all of a sudden we're bound by a bunch of things. But even the yidden in Mitzrayim, the arayas that were aser, they never engaged in. They were gan no lachosikalo. But now the standard changed. What was mutter then is also now, and that's what they wanted. Bishlam demand the arayas. Where else is another? Kasha. Bishlam could demand the man that says zochanu sadaga means arayas. Haynu dichsin. That's pshat in the pasuk that says vayishma Moshe esam boichal mishpachaysav. And what does it mean? Al iske mishpachaysav. So you see that they were crying the yidden. Al iske mishpachaysav. They remembered all the arayas that they once had. Shenesram lishka vetzlam. Elu man dama dog. Mekud man says dog. My boichal mishpachaysav. So why were they crying about mishpachaysav? You see clearly from this pasuk that they were remembering the arayas and they wanted the arayas. So the Gemara says that's not a kasha. Hava ha avoy. And look at me. There maybe everybody agrees that the Yidden were boichal mishpachaysav, and on some level they were crying because of the arayas that were aser, but it doesn't mean zacharnu as hadoga ashenoichal b'mitzrayim chinam means arayas. Machloek is Rav and Shmuel is, what is zacharnu as hadoga ashenoichal b'mitzrayim chinam mean? Does it mean arayas or does it mean dogim? Says the Gemara, and a chinami, even the mandama that says it means dogim is going to acknowledge that at some point the Yidden were boichal mishpachaysav. It's true, but again, as it relates to this pasuk means dogim mamish. So they're continuing to discuss psukim related to the parasha of the month. So the pasuk says, "Acharnu es hadoga shenoichal b'mitzrayim chinam." That's the first part of the pasuk, and then it says, "Es hakishuim v'es avatichim v'es hachotze v'es haptzolim v'es hashuim." They singled out five different things that, in addition to fish, they remembered from when they were in Mitzrayim: cucumbers and onions and garlic and melons. So the Gemara says, "Rav Ami, Rav Asri." Was machlekes Rav Ami, Rav Asri had to understand this pasuk. Chadam once said, "Tam kol aminim ta'amu b'mon." When the Yidden 8 months, they were able to taste anything they wanted to taste. Meaning, they had a machshava to taste whatever it was, that's what it tasted like. But tam chamishes hamon aminim alolu loy tamu boy. But kishuim avatichim chotzer b'tzolim and shumim, that they didn't taste. Chadam, the other one said, tam kol aminim tamu tamu mamasha. A little bit different, very similar, but a very important nuance. That when the Yidden tasted the mon, whatever they had in mind for it to taste like, it tasted like. But it's even better. Umamasha, it even felt like whatever they wanted it to feel like. However, v'halolu tamon v'le mamashon, but these things, they were able to taste, but what they weren't able to feel. So the point is that the mun was supernatural in the sense it was able to taste whatever you wanted it to taste like. But there were some exceptions to the rule. You have to read the fine print. And the fine print's in a pasuk, it's tucked away, it's in Parshas Baloischa, and that's what the Yidden mean when they say, we remember the fish, and we remember kishuim, avatichim, chatzib, tzolim, and shuim. The only thing they miss? What about all the other foods that they had in Mitzrayim that they didn't have when they all they had in the Midbar was mun? No, the Teretz says, because mun tasted like whatever they wanted it to taste like. And because it tastes like everything they wanted it to taste like, they technically had that. These five things, they couldn't get it to taste like. And because they couldn't get it to taste like those five things, that's where they were missing out. Now, what's so special about those five things? Rashi says, Shehin koshin l'ubras, because these are not good for women that are pregnant, and it's for that reason the man did not have the ability to taste like those things. So what's the machlokes Rav Ami Rav Asi, just to bring it out, because it's actually a soidi, and hopefully we'll get to it in tomorrow's raid. And that is, the machlokes essentially is, when we say that the man couldn't taste like those five things, does it mean it couldn't taste like it? Or it could taste like it, it just couldn't taste and feel like it. And really what it's totally in, again, it's a machloikis related to the kishuim, the avatichim, the chatz, the psalm, and the shum. But what that's totally in is the man, which tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like. Does it mean it only tasted like what you wanted it to taste like? Or did it even feel like you wanted it to feel like? Chadama once said, tam kol haminim tamu b'man. The Chadama, the other one said, tam kol haminim tamu tamon. One man said it, the man tastes like whatever you wanted it to taste like. The other man said it, not only did it taste like whatever you wanted it to taste like, it even felt like whatever you wanted it to feel like. Now, kamina is, what happened with the kishum, the avatichim, the chatz, the psalm? If man always only tasted like what you wanted it to taste like, so these things didn't even taste like that. I mean, you couldn't get the man to taste like these five things. If all man was taman umamashim, then you could say these five things were not taman umamashim, but really they were taman. But again, the more general shaila is, when we say that a person was able to make the man taste like whatever you wanted it to taste like, was it only taman? Was a taman umamashon? More about that coming. Says the Gemara. Vehu kezera gadlom. It's another pasuk, and this is the Parshas Beshalach that describes the man. Says it was like a zera gadlom. What is the number? Rav Asri. He says ogul kegido. It was round like a seed. Veloven kemargolus, and it was white like a pearl, like a diamond. Tanu rabbanu and God she doimel zera pishin begavel. It's like the seed of flax. Achir moirim. God shedoyma lehagada. It was similar to divrei hagada. So the man was like divrei hagada. Shemoyshechas liboy shel adam kemayim. Because divrei hagada is moyshech. It's something that gets a person to want to learn Torah. And you hear hagadata, and it opens up the lev. It opens up the hearts to have a geshmak in Torah. The man was the same thing, that when a person ate the man, it was moyshech and made the person want to eat more. More about that later. Tanya idoch, gad shemagalem liyisrael, iben tisha l'rishon, oy ben shiva l'achron. The man was called gad, not miloshin, it was round like a seed, not miloshin agada, but miloshin shemagid lahem liyisrael. It had the ability, really, to reveal certain things that the Yidden otherwise would have no way of knowing. So let's say there was a woman that had a child, and there was a suffix who the father of the child was. Meaning, was this child a ben tisha l'rishayim from her first husband, or maybe a ben shiva l'achim to her second husband? That's why he's supposed to wait 3 months in between marriages. La'locha v'avchanas, he shouldn't run into these problems. But the man had an ability to really tell what the story was. Why? Because every person got mon based on what he needed for his family. So like this, if a person had a X amount of mon, so now he knew how many children he had. So if there's a suffix, if Reuven is the father of the child, or Shimon is the father of the child, go just take a look at how much money you got. That will be a way of knowing. That's another pshat, says the Braisa, why mon was referred to as God. Tanya. And this note, just like the Navi had the ability to disclose what was going on in the Chayim and the Stokim. Meaning a Navi knew anything he wanted to know. If the man had the same ability. Ketzad, an example. Shaim Shabbat, the Flame Moshe, then two people came with the Flame Moshe, and Eludin. So Oimer, one said, Habdi Gonafto. So two people are standing in Torah in the presence of Moshe. One person says, you stole my Eved. The other one says, no, you sold me your Eved. So Moshe said, L'bayke Mishpat. What did it mean, L'maykeh Mishpat? We'll see in the morning. L'macha, the next day, if he saw the Omer, that's the amount of mon that fell for every person in the house of the first bias, that means he stole it from him. If it was by the second one, that means he must have stole it. Same would be true if a husband and a wife was standing in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. They're in his court. Once said, he's sarcholai. So he says that she did something that she wasn't allowed to do. She violated the marriage. I have a right to divorce her. But here's the punchline. I don't have to give her a ksuba because she was sarach alive. He had marriage. She said, who's sarach alive? No, he did something wrong. If he wants to give me a get, that's his prerogative. But he owes me a ksuba. I'm a lemoishas. Lemoishas had a bike image, but let's see what happens the next day. If the ime ended up being in her husband's house, then it must be that she did something wrong. As if to say that he really wants her, but she was Sarchas, and what's he supposed to do? He doesn't have to give her the ksuba. If it was in her parents' house, biyaduah who's sarah cholel, that's a raya that he doesn't want her. He did something wrong. He's the one that violated the marriage. And that's why it ended up falling in her father's house. But the bottom line is Naaman had the ability to really be megalosoidis in an interesting way. There's a discussion in the Achronim. It sounds a little bit like from the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu actually paskin shailas based on the Naaman. So there was a din Torah. Avdi ganafta? He says, no. And really based on what happened with the man, La Baker Mishpat in the morning, we'll see what the story is. We paskin shailas. What happened to Torah Leiba Shamayimi? Are you allowed to paskin shailas based on what the man said? We spoke the other day about the Urim V'Tumim. Could the Urim V'Tumim paskin shailas? See, this falls into the together of Torah Bashamayim here. A conversation for another day. Ksiv, another pasuk related to the man says, Uberedes Atal Ala Machane Laila, Yered Haman Olav. Seems to suggest that the man fell in the machane. Meaning, you opened up your front door and you saw the man. There's another pasuk that says, which sounds like they had to leave the machane in order for them to get the man. There's a third pasuk that says, Shatu Anvalaktu. Shatu sounds like they had to go really far. So where was the man? Was it at your front door? You had to leave the machane? Or maybe you had to get in your car and you had to travel pretty far. So the Gemara says, okay, it depends who you are. Tzadikim, Yar, the Pesach Batim. The Tzadikim got it at the front door. Beninim, people that were in between, Yatsu Velaktu, they had to leave the machane. Rishayim, Shatu Velaktu, they really had to work for their months. The Pasuk says Lechem. So one of the Pesukim that described the man refers to it as Lechem in Hashemayim. Except there's another Pasuk that says, Va'asu Aisai Ugois. Sounds like they had to bake it. For asu oisay ugais, you have to bake it. For ksniv, there's a third pasuk that says v'tochanu bereichayim. Even had to grind it. Right, three completely different ideas. Lechem in hashemayim sounds like there was food. There was challahs falling down from heaven. Ugais or v'asu oisay ugais sounds like they had to bake it. V'tochanu bereichayim sounds like they got wheat and they had to start grinding. Okay, tzad. So it's the same reconciliation. Tzadikim lechem. The pasuk says, "Oydachu b'medaycha." Pashit, what it means is the Yidden had a press with a mortar and a pestle. The man or the wheat that was the man. It's coming to say that together with the man, tachshite nashim came b'samim. Davar shenidach b'medaycha, because tachshite nashim is something that's usually crushed b'medaycha. And that's what the Rafnez is that there was Tachshitei Nashim that fell together with the man. Ubishlu Bapar, another pasuk that describes the man, cooking the man. Amr Abchama, Malamit Sharlam and Yisrael, and Maman Sike Kedera, that all the spices that were necessary for the man, they fell down. So you didn't just get the actual man, but together with the man, you got the pepper and the salt, anything that needed to be involved in preparing the man, that came along. So this is a pasuk in Parashas Pekudei, which describes the Nedava of the Mishkan. So the Yidden brought all the things that were necessary for the Mishkan, and it says they brought Nedava, Babayka, Babayka. Pashin means they came first thing in the morning. What it means is they brought something that fell Babayka, Babayka. Now the man fell Babayka, Babayka. The Pasuk says, Vayilketu Oisai, Babayka, Babayka. Which means the Yidden took something that they got with the man, and they donated it to the Malach Samishkan. So what does this mean? Malamish Yardam Li Yisrael Avonim Toivis Margolis Maman. That together with the man, they got Avonim Toivis, they got Margolis, there were diamonds, there were pearls, there were some very chashuv things that fell together with the man. Shenemar, Vanesiyim Heviu, Eis Avnei Hashoyam. Pasuk says, the Nesiyim brought the Avnei Hashoyam, the Eis Avnei Hameluim, the Eifer Velachoshin, said Avnei Hashoyam, the Avnei that were part of the Eifer and the Choshin, they were brought by the Now, Pasha, what does Nesiyim mean? The Nesiyim, the leaders, right? Miloshim Nasi, Miloshim President. It means the leaders of all the tribes. But Tana, learned in a Braisa, Nesiyim Mamish. Nesiyim means clouds. V'cheinu Oyim is a pasuk of Mishlei. Nesiyim V'ruach, V'geshim Oyim. Sometimes there are clouds, there's wind, but it never rains. V'geshim Oyim. So it came with the clouds. Which clouds? The clouds that caused it to rain man. So together with the man, they got Avonim Toivis Umar Goliois. And the Pasuk says, what were they used for? That's the Pasuk. Doesn't just mean they showed up first thing in the morning with a check. Moshe Rabbeinu, here's my contribution. It means more than that. It means they brought something that fell Babayker, Babayker. It means that they brought the Avnei Shoyim and the Avnei Meluim. Kitam l'shad Hashem. Again, another pasuk that talks about the man. It says it tasted like tam l'shad Hashemin. Amr Rabavo. What does this mean? Mashadze. So l'shad is miloshin shadayim. the dadim of an isha. So just like the shad, tinek, toyim, bakama, ta'amim, a child can taste the milk different times and it's going to taste differently. Because really, its taste is going to depend on what the mother ate. Af amon, because manshe yisrol, oichlin oisai, every time the yidim would eat the mon, moitzin by kama ta'amim, it would taste differently. Igadami, some say, L'shad Hashem means l'shade mamish. It means literally a shade, as in a demon. Just like a shade can change to different tsurois, it can look differently at different times. Afamon misapich lekametam, and the same is true regarding the mon. It would be misapich lekametam. So before we start the next Gemara, and we'll see more about this in the raid, but the pasuk says in Parshas Baloischa that at one point the yidden complained and they said, "All we have is mon, mon, mon." So I said, "What do you want?" He said, "We want meat. We want fish." But that's not what they want. They didn't want fish. They remembered the fish. But what they really wanted was they wanted flesh. They wanted meat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want meat? You're going to get meat. In fact, you're going to get so much meat that sheyetze me'apchem. It's literally going to be coming out of your nose. And it's, of course, the parsha of the slav. Zok di gemara. Vayoymer moishne b'teis Hashem lechem b'erev basar lechem. Lecho v'lechem b'boike l'svay. Ton b'shmeid Rabbi Shor ben Karcho. Basar shalush like a hoigin. When the Yidden asked for basar, they asked for basar improperly. So nitalem shalike a hoigin. And they got it improperly as well. Lechem shashaluk a hoigin. As opposed to the lechem, bread, they were right for asking for. Nitalem kahoygen, they got it properly. Mikan lim the Torah derecheretz, she'echel adam basar, ela balayla. A person should only eat basar at night. So the context over here is that when the mon fell, they also got basar. And the pasuk says they got the basar in the evening, and they got the lechem in the morning. The reason they got the lechem in the morning, that's the right time to get it. You wake up in the morning, you want a hot breakfast. It was perfect. The fact that they got basar in the evening wasn't so perfect, because they got it supper time. So you'll say, that's great. No, but they got slav. They had to shecht it. They had to prepare it. It wasn't perfect. It would have been perfect had they got it a little earlier. So like this, they would have had a time to prepare it. So the lechem, which they were right for asking for, because you need lechem, ala lechem yichya adam. So they got it in the more appropriate way. As opposed to the basar, which they weren't really so right for asking for. So it's for that reason, when they got the basar, they got it in a appropriate. That you see from here, shalo yoichal adam basar ela balayla. Right? So we said, that lim de ter derech eretz, you're supposed to eat lechem in the morning, pashachris, that's when the yidden eat the man, it's lechem, lechem in Hashem. And you eat basar at night, because that's when the yidden got the slav. Afraid to gemar, but didn't Abaye say, "Hi, man, the islay sudasno." Anyone that has a suda, like lechel of your mom, you should eat it during the day. You're not supposed to eat a suda at night. You should eat suda during the day. So the gemara says, "Kein your mama kamrina." What Abaye meant to say was not literally eat it during the day. Meaning, you want to eat basar at night, but it should be kein your mama. Rashi says there should be light. So it should be ke'en your mama, you should be able to see. The Yidden used to be like a tarnagel that's manakav ashba. It's always poking around in the ashba. It always eats whenever it wants to eat. Achaba Moshe, the kovlan is mansuda, till Moshe Rabbeinu came, and he was kevei as mansuda. You should eat in the morning this, you should eat in the evening that. Pasuk says, Habasar oideinu bein chinem. So this is referring to what we mentioned earlier in Parshas Baloischa with the slav. So you didn't got the slav. And they were eating it. And while the meat was still in their teeth, it says, they got punished very badly. Because there's another pasuk that says, that no, they ate the slav for 30 days. Here it says, it was literally still between their teeth, the meat, and all of a sudden they were punished. Here it says they ate it for 30 days. So which one was it? Were they punished immediately? Did they have 30 days out of it? Okay, it's a beinanim, al-tamesim. The beinanim died right away. Rishayim, they had to suffer. They waited a full month. The pasuk says, now, when the slav finally fell, vayishtachu lohem shatoyach svivay samachne. It was spread out everywhere. Amr ishlokish. Altiku vayishtachu. Don't read vayishtachu. Elo vayishchatu. Miloshen shchita. Melamech en eschayvu soineim shal Yisrael shchita. That the Yidden deserved shchita for the fact that they were complaining. Even after they had them on, they really wanted slav. The pasuk says, vayishtachu lohem shatoyach. Tanu b'shmei derbisho ben karucha. Altiku shatoyach. Elo shachoyt. You see, for me, when the man fell, they got a davar ton shchita. They also got basar. I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe said, is this the makar? Meaning, you're changing the word shatayach, the shachet, to teach me that basar fell together. We know basar fell with the man. It's a mefurish apasik. Now, this mefurish apasik is in Tehillim, but it's still a mefurish apasik. You have to change around a word in the Torah if it's mefurish in Tehillim. Vayamter aleim ka'afar she'er. So bread fell from Shamayim, like mist, literally, like afar. Ukechol yamim oif kanaf. And an oif kanaf, that's a bird, fell also from the heavens. V'tanya Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe said, v'zavachte kasher tzivisicho, that you have to shech, malamich, and etzav ha-moish ala veshav ala konu, al roi vecha ba'oif, al roi v'shayim be'behemo, that Moshe Rabbeinu was already told, hilcheshchita for a behemo, hilcheshchita for an oif, two simonim by behemo, one simon for an oif. So if oifis fell, and oifis requires shchita, so obviously, we know it's a dover aton shchita. Why do we have to change the word from shatoyach to shachit? Elam atam alim shatoyach. Melamit shniyar lehem mashtichin mashtichin. It means something else. That there were literally piles of slav that fell together, that fell from shemayim. Ksiv lechem. Ksiv shemen. Ksiv devash. So there's, again, several psukim that describe them. One pasuk describes it as bread. Hinini mamta lechem lechem in hashamayim. There's another pasuk that describes it as oil. V'hoye tamoy kitam l'shad hashamen. And there's a third pasuk that describes it as honey. V'tamoy kitzapiches bedvash. So which one was it? Was it bread? Was it oil or was it honey? Amr bisreb chanino lana'orim lechem. Lazikenim shemet latinoikis dvash. So the children tasted bread. The older people tasted oil. And the tinoikis, the really young people, they tasted dvash. And the reason is, each person tasted what was appropriate. So if you were younger, not a child, but not old, you tasted lechem. If you were a zaken, you tasted oil. And if you were a child, you tasted dvash. Ksiv slav, ikorinon slav. It says slav, and we read it slav. Now the truth is, the kri and the ksiv are the same. But slav, sin lamed yod vav, could also be shlav. So it says slav, although it could be shlav, and we read it as if it would say with a samach or a sin, slav. So it's mashma, there's a shlav and there's a slav. Amar Rav Chanina, tzadikim oichel ha'mayis b'shalva. Tzadikim, it was shlav, with a shin, it was b'shalva, it was very peaceful. Rasham oichel ha'mayis b'shalva, kesilvan, it was like thorns. Amar Rav Chanina b'ravar, b'minei slav. There are four types of slav. Elohim. Sichli, the kivli, upasyoini yosov. So these are birds, four different types of them. Mal yudgu, the best one is sichli. Gri the cooler, the worst of the group is slav. Vavikitzi parta, it's a small bird. Umaisfina lava tanura. If you put it in an oven, vitofach vavi mole tanura. So what's gonna happen is it's so fatty that the fat is gonna literally take up the entire oven. Maskinali atlesarifi. When people bake it, they put it in an oven or they cook it, they put it on top of 13 loaves of bread. Vachroina. And the 13th loaf of bread, meaning the one that's furthest away from it, ain't in a chalas, he can't eat eli de taruvis unless he mixes it with something else, because it's so fatty. Rabbi Yehuda Meshtach Labeinani, Rabbi Yehuda used to find slav between his barrels of wine. Rabbi Chizda Meshtach Labeitzivi, Rabbi Chizda used to find it between his wood. Rava Maisle Arisa Kol Yoyna, Rava Shearcropper, his gaba, he used to bring him slav every day. One day he didn't bring him. Omar, so Rava said, my high. Why is there no slav today? He says, I don't know, there's no slav. He went up to the roof. Shamali Nuka the Kamar. He saw there was a child that was saying a pasuk in Chabakuk. Shamati Vatir Gaz Bitni. And that's a pasuk that describes something very terrible that happened. Amar, so Rava said, Shamina, must be something bad happened. And he knew it. Bad happened. Noch afshad Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda must have passed away. Ubedil Rabba Ochel Talmida. And I, who am a Talmud of Rav Chizda, Rav was also an Edom of Rav Chizda. So he says, it must be because of Rav Chizda that I was Oichet to Slav. And now Rav Chizda passed away, so therefore I don't have Slav anymore. Psiv, the Pasuk says, Vatal Shichva Satal. Except there's another Pasuk that says, Uberedes Hatal. So Vatal Shichva Satal sounds like there was Tal that fell on top of the Mon. Du fell on the Mon. The next Pasuk, Uberedes Hatal. And it says, Yerid Aman Olav, it sounds like the man fell on top of the dew. So was the dew on top of the man, or was the man on top of the dew? Amr Beis Reb Chanina, they're both true. Talmul Mata, Vital Mumata, there was dew on top, there was dew on bottom. V'toymi Kamech Murach Bekufsa, and it was as if the man was in this sandwich of dew. Dak Mechuspas, another pasuk that describes the man. So it describes it as a dak Mechuspas. Amr Reish Lakish said, what does this mean? Dova Sheni Moyach Alpisas Hayar. It means something that's very soft. It would like disintegrate. Dak Mechuspas means that it was something that when you ate it, it was absorbed in all Ramachi Evarim, all 248 Evarim of a person. Mar says, where would you get that from? Assumption is because the gematria of the word Mechuspas is 248. The problem is it's not. It's 254. Freit the Gemara, Mechuspas tu vahava. It doesn't add up. It says it chaser. It's missing the vav. So Mechuspas without the vav is a gematria 248. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Dak Mechuspas meant that. It meant that it was a food that was nivla. It was literally absorbed by the 248 evarim of a person. Tanu Rabbanan. One last Gemara. Lechem abirim achalish. This is a pasuk, not a parshas b'shalach, not a parshas b'aloischa, it's not a mishnah Torah. Some of the places the Torah talks about the man. This is in Tehillim Perikai and Ches. And it describes the man as lechem abirim, and it says lechem abirim achalish. What does this mean? Lechem shemalachi ashores oichlenoisai. Abirim is Malachi Asharis. And the man was Lechem Shemalachi Asharis Oichlenoisa. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So the man was the food that the Malachim used to eat. Rabbi Shmuel heard this. Rabbi Shmuel said, Tzuve Imru Loi LaAkiva. Go tell Akiva. Akiva Toiso. You're making a mistake. Vichi Malachi Asharis Oichlen Lechem. Is it possible that the Malachi Asharis were eating bread? The Pasuk says, Lechem lo yochalti yumayim lo shesisi. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was on Shemayim, right? So when you're in Shemayim, you act like you're in Shemayim. And that's why he didn't eat bread, Chazal say. That's why he didn't drink water. Lechem lo yochalti yumayim lo shesisi. Elaman, yimikayim, abirim. What did abirim mean? Rabbi Shmuel said, Lechem shenivle b'masayim v'arba m'shmoy nevar. Abirim doesn't mean the food that the Malachim eat. Malachim don't eat bread. They don't eat anything. Lechem lo yochalti yumayim lo shesisi. It means lechem, like Rabbi Yochanan said, it was nivla in all the evarim, abirim miloshen evarim. Elamani mekayim v'yosati l'chol azeinecha. So Rabbi Shmuel asked him, Akash on himself, there's a pasuk that says that when a person has to go to the bathroom, he had to leave the machna. And in fact, there's a whole pasuk in the Torah that describes what to do. V'yosati l'chol azeinecha, you should take a shovel, a whole hilchas kedushas ha-machna related to going to what they have to go to the bathroom for. What's the kasha? If it was nivla b'ramachi varens, it sounds like it became balu, it became part of the person. Doesn't sound like he ever had to excrete it. So if that's the case, so what's this pasuk of Yosef Tielucha Alazeinecho? So Rabbi Yishmael explained, Dvarim Shetagri Umas Oilam Eichon Oisalem, because they used to buy food as well. Meaning, they didn't only eat the man, they had other food. And it's when they gave the other food, that's where Rabbi Lozben Prata Oimer, after Dvarim Shetagri Umas Oilam Eichon Oisalem, no, it's not. It's not the Pesha. Even the food that they used to eat from the Tagorim, if they would purchase something from a merchant, even that food would be absorbed and ultimately they didn't have to go to the bathroom. So what does this pasuk mean? It means after they complain. And in fact, the Rishonim say, we'll see, it's coming up in a minute, that they complained about this itself. They were disappointed about the fact that the food that they ate stayed inside their body and they didn't go to the bathroom. They were scared. They thought maybe at some point they were going to explode. And it was because of that fact that they complained, that's why they got punished. And he says, okay, mida kedeged mida b'seide v'yosati l'cha ala zeinecha. Moving forward, you're going to need a shovel. Moving forward, you need this whole halacha. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, ani amarti yu malachi asharis. I said, they should be like malachi asharis. Achshav, ani matriach oisim shalosh parsois. Now I'm going to be matriach them three parsois whenever they need to go. The chsiv, the pasuk says, v'yachma ala yadim v'yitz ha-shimas ad ovel ha-shim. That the Machni Yisrael was three parasites. The place where the Yidden were was three parasites. Now they had to leave the Machna. Because Vatani, we learned in the Brisa, they couldn't go in front of them. Not even to the size. So the point is, they went from being in a situation where they didn't even need these halachas to suddenly they would have to travel Shalish Machnas. That's because they didn't appreciate it. This is the pasuk that describes that complaint. Amru, they said, Asin Man Zesha Tipach. They said, at some point, we're going to explode from all the man. Is there such a thing about Yilud Ishna that he's a machnas and he's an ene moitzi? When this was told to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel told them, Al tikri abirin elo evarim. Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel said that is what the pasuk means when it says, lechem abirin, what it means is lechem evarim. The point is that the food was nivla b'meyav, and that's why they were so scared. They said, "Klum yesh yilud isha shemachnas ve'enu moitz elamani mekam yosatil l'chol azeinecha." So what was the yosatil l'chol azeinecha if the food got absorbed? Bidvarm shabon l'medina sayam. It was the food. It was negay the things that came from medina sayam. So again, we have a machlokes. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. What lechem abirim achal ish means? According to Rabbi Akiva, means lechem shemalachi asharis oichlin. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it means lechem that's nivla b'masayim v'arbam u'shmoy ne'evarim. And Rabbi Yishmael himself asked the kasha that if the lechem was nivla b'masayim v'arbam u'shmoy ne'evarim, so what's the parasha of Yosati l'cha l'azeinecha? Why is that even a geyah? And really what emerges from the Gemara is two possible answers. Either it's negay the food that they bought from other people, or after they did an avera, they complained, they were scared about this fact that they didn't have to go to. Va'atan afshenu yevesha enko. That's why this happened. One last line. Davar acha lechem abirim achalish. Another pshadim lechem abirim. Zeh Yeshua. It's referring to Yeshua ben Nun. Sheyarad leiman keneged kol Yisrael. Yeshua ben Nun had so much man that his own portion was the equivalent of everybody else. Where do you even see that? Tziv, the pasuk says, Hacha ish, Lechem abirim achal ish v'ksiv hasam. There's another pasuk that says, kach mecho es Yeshua ben Nun ish asher ruach bayis. Xderi shava ish ish. We know it's referring to Yeshua ben Nun. Feit gemar ve'ema Moshe. Maybe it means Moshe v'ksiv v'ha ish Moshe anav ma'od. Moshe ben Nun is also called ish. Donin ish mei ish v'ein donin ish mei v'ha ish. V'ha ish Moshe anav ma'od is v'ha ish. As a result, lechem abirim achal ish is referring to specifically Yeshua ben Nun. His portion of man was a very, very large portion. It was so large that his own chelik was the equivalent to everybody else's chelik combined XL. So we're stopping really in the middle of the Gemaras that talk about the man. Metz Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the narrative more pashit, Gemara after Gemara. Many of these are brought down in Rashi and Chumash. But for now, just two ha'aras as it relates to the man. So the machshava rishayna was to go through the psukim and parshas Beshalach and parshas Baloischa, but it got way too late for that. But just two machshavas as it relates to the parshas haman. The first thing is, we saw at the end of the daf that the Yidden complained about the man. Right? The Yidden weren't so happy with the man. And the truth is, the daf began by saying that there was an asayin associated with the man. The pasuk says very clearly, ha'machilcha man ba'midbar, Lemana Noischa. And there are psukim that describe the man in the context of Nisayin. Vayancha, Vayarivecha. So there was certainly an element of Nisayin. And to a certain degree, the Yidden didn't always pass the Nisayin. They complained very much in association with the man. In fact, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that the Yidden had 10 Nisayinos when they were in Mitzrayim, or when they were in the Midbar. And the Gemara Masechtas Erech and Daf Tezvav, which lists the ten Nisyonis, lists two of them associated with the man. So there were Nisyonis associated with the man, clearly. And the Yidden, again, they sometimes failed that Nisyon. And the truth is that if you look in the Parshas Haman, in Parshas Beshalach, the Parshas Haman that Yidden say on Tuesday of Parshas Beshalach, if you look at the Parshas Haman, so the Parsha begins that the Yidden were traveling right shortly after Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it says they were in a place called Elim. They left Elim, and they were on their way to Midbar Sinai. And on their way, they stopped. And they all started complaining to Moshe Nahar. And they said, "Mi yitem usenu b'yad Hashem b'eretz Mitzrayim." He says, when we were in Mitzrayim, we had food, we had lechem, we had basar. Now all of a sudden we're out of the Midbar, and we don't have anything. Says the Torah, the next pasuk, Vayim Hashem al Moshe, Hashem told Moshe, Hineni mamte lochem lechem en Hashamayim. This is going to be lechem en Hashamayim, and we have the whole Parshas Haman. Incidentally, if you say the Parshas Haman in the Siddur, it starts from Vayim Hashem al Moshe, Hineni mamte lochem lechem en Hashamayim. You don't see the preface. We skip those psukim. But really, the Parshas Haman began with Tlunois. It started with Tanrovis. That's how the Parshas Haman started. It started, the Yidden were complaining. They came, what are we going to do? And the response was, Vayim Hashem al Moshe, Hineni mamte lochem lechem en Hashamayim. But if you go through the psukim and then again in Parshas Baloischa where the Yidden say, all we have is man, bilti al haman einenu. All we have is man. We want something else also. We don't only want to eat man. We want to eat something else. So there was a lot of complaining associated with the man. It's a fascinating idea. When you think of the man, you don't think of complaining. You think of the man, le'nit n'teirel le'ichle haman. But the truth is, there was a lot of tlunois, a lot of tanroimois. The parsha of the Mis'oinen, which is a very painful parsha in Parshas Baloischa. Maybe we'll see it tomorrow. But if you go through the parsha, it's clear, right? What happened in that place of Baloischa? They called the area where they complained about the man Kivras HaTaiva. And the reason is, Kisham Kavru Esa'am HaMisavim. Because all the Yidden that were Baloischa, they weren't happy with the man. They were buried over there. Kivras HaTaiva. That was the name of this place. You get a sense of what went on over here. There was Mamish HaMageifa. It was Vayaches HaAm. The Pasuk says, Makar Rabba Ma'oid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Makar Rabba. It was all associated with the man. I once saw, I think in Daz Naim L'Toyra, to the Lutzgerov, he says, the Chida asks a famous kasha. We have a Yontif that we celebrate, Zecher L'Anani HaKavit, the Yontif of Sukkot. And he asked, Ki Yodua, that the Gemara says that there were three Matanis Toivas that the Yidden had in the Midbar. We got the man, the Be'er Shal Miriam, and we had the Anani HaKavod. It's a faith in Chidah. Why do we only make a Yontif to celebrate the Anani HaKavod? Why don't we make a Yontif to celebrate the Mon and to celebrate the Be'er? So the Chidah's teretz is because the Yidden, when they were in the Midbar, they had to have the man. They had to have bear. How could the Eibishter take the Yidden in the Midbar for 40 years and not give them food? Some miracle was going to have to go down. It wasn't possible otherwise. So they needed lechem, kala lechem yichya adam. So good. They got there. They got man min hashamayim, lechem min hashamayim. They needed mayim b'msura tishta. So they had water. It was the mer. Oh, but the anani akavod, that was extra credit. That wasn't something they needed. So in the anani akavod, there's a certain ahava that was revealed, and that's when we celebrate Yontif, we celebrate it for that luxury that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the Anani HaKovet. But the Lutzkirov said a different teretz. He said, maybe the reason we don't make a Yontif to celebrate the Mon, and we don't make a Yontif to celebrate the Be'er Shal Miriam, is because the Mon and the Be'er came through complaining. The Yidden were constantly complaining about water, the Chetan Amei Merifa, Mara and Parashas B'Shalach, they was always complaining about the Mayim, and the Mon as well. The whole Mon came about, Vayiloinu Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Al Moshe Al Ahar B'Midbar, Vayoinu Mi'item Ruseinu B'Yad Hashem B'Eretz Mitzrayim, B'Shifteinu Al Sir Abasa. Right, they're constantly complaining about the Mon, and they were complaining about the Mayim as well. So because there's an element of Gnai for us to have a whole yontif, and we're going to have to sit down like we do with the Haggadah, be maschul, be gnus, and messiah, and beshvach, talk about the parish of the month, not going to make it look so good always. Because there was plunois, there was the vayiloinu, you had the parish of the mesoimenim, the vasafsu of kibras ataiva, it's all part of the story of the month. So because the month and the be'er involved a lot of complaining, so it's for that reason we don't read the parish of the month. So I saw davar chadosh, and that is, you know, we mentioned recently in some raid, that in Simen Aleph in Eirach Chaim, in Shulchan Aruch, it's Tzivkot and Dalet, the Mechaber says, Toiv Loimar, Tzivkot and Hey, Parshas HaKedah, Uparshas HaMon, Vaseres HaDibrois, Uparshas Oilo Mincha, Vishlomim V'chatas Vashem. It's a good thing to say the Parsh of the HaKedah, the Parsh of the Mon, that's Seres HaDibrois, and to say Karbonas. Oilo Mincha, Shlomim V'chatas HaNashem. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, that why don't we say those things? Meaning, toiv loimar, but then again, it's some people say it. But most people don't say it. It's definitely not part of the nusach of tefillah. So why don't we say it? So the Aruch HaShulchan, it's in Simen Aleph, Sivkot and Chav Gimel, Sivkot and Chav Dalet. So he goes through it and he explains. And he says why we don't say the Parashat Akedah. And even though we say Korbanos, but not entirely the way the Mechaber wants us to say it. Oyla Mincha Shlom and Chatas Ashem Ayin Sham. What the Aruch HaShulchan is Ma'ir. So he goes through each one individually. So he says, Avon Al Parashat Amon Shehishmitu Lo Yodati Tam. So he figured out everything. But he says, the Mon that I can't figure out. So he says that maybe the Pshat is, Vatam Nirli, Mipnei Shaharbe Nisker B'Parashat Zu Tarumoysa Malashem. There are many, many psukim in the parashas Amon that describe the tainus that Yidden had on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki sham es tlunoi seichem, shamati es tlunoi b'nei Yisrael, v'oid ayin sham. V'gam hoitzi al Amon dibar ra. The Yidden didn't fully appreciate the Amon, ever. V'atun avshenu yevesha ein kol, bilti al Amon ein einu. Right, they told them, all we have is mon. What do you mean, mon? Mon is lechem abirim achalish, but they didn't always appreciate the fact that it was lechem abirim achalish. So he says it's for that reason, because of the fact that the mon involves genusan shel Yisrael, and because of the fact that the Yidden never fully appreciated the mon, so we say it's better not to say it b'tzibur. You want to say it b'yechidus, you could say it b'yechidus, but it's v'hein hein advarim, what the Lutzkirov said. That's why we don't have the yontif, and that's why we don't say the parshas haman b'tzibur, because even though the parshas haman is gevald, and it's a school of a parnasa kiyadua, but at the same time, in the parshas haman, there's Gnusan Shal Yisrael. And because there's Gnusan Shal Yisrael, so we'll do it, yeah, toiv for a yochid to say the Parashat Saman. But to do it in very much of a public forum, that's already something that's not entirely okay. So as it relates to the Mon, just one or I mean, these are literally the sugyas of the Parashat Saman. And that is from the Heilige Chasam Sofer, and this is in Teres Moshe, it's Alatar, not even tucked away, in Parashat Beshalach. So the Chasam Sofer brings a mechilta. The mechilta is in Parshas B'Shalach, and it says, quote, Vayikru beis Yisrael es shemoy mon. Zok the mechilta, Dorshe reshu ois oimrim, the Dorshe reshu moy said, beis Yisrael karu shemoy mon. So how did the mon get its name mon? It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says that the Yidden woke up in the morning, Vayiru bnei Yisrael, Vayoimru ishalachim, and they turned to their brothers, and they said, Manhu, this is, it's Man. Kilo Yadu Mahu, because they didn't know what it was. So they didn't know what it was, and they called it man. It's a pashup shot. Rashi says in Chumash, man hu hachanas mazanu. This is prepared food. It's unbelievable. It's literally, it's cut. It's in a wrapper. Like, that's not usually the way it is. You go to the field, you usually get stalks of wheat, and you have to get to work. But over here, the food mabish came with the appetizers and the spices, like the Gemara said, perfumes, avni shayim, avni malun. So they literally woke up and they saw it was prepared. They couldn't give it a name because they didn't know what it was. So they could say, oh, it's a bagel. They pashup didn't know what it was. So vayomer ishalach is man hu. This food is prepared. Because they couldn't give it a more accurate name. They simply didn't know what it was. So again, the pasuk says, Vayiru b'nei Yisrael, Vayomru ishel achiv manhu. Zok, the mechilta, Darshei reshumos oimrin. The Darshei reshumos, as in the mekubalin. Beis Yisrael, karush maiman. Klai Yisrael referred to the man as man. And the Chassam Sofer brings from the Zayis Ranan. That's the Magen Avraham and his Pirish on the Midrashim, who asked, he says, how do you read this Mechilta? The Pasuk says, Vayikru Beis Yisrael Leshmoy Mat. So the Mechilta, the Darshei Rishumai said that Beis Yisrael Karush Moy Mat. Obviously, it's a Pasuk. Vayikru Beis Yisrael Leshmoy Mat. Darshei Rishumai is not adding anything. That's not Mefurish in the Pasuk. There's no Kabbalah, there's no Diktuk. It's before everything that the Darshei Rishumai said, the Pasuk said. So Freit Zayis Ranon, what's Poshup Shad in this Mechilta? Vayikru Beis Yisrael Leshmoy Mat. Darshei Rishumai is Amr Beis Yisrael Karush Shmoy Mat. Of course they call them man. It's Mefurish that it's one, says the Chassam Sofer. Then in order to understand this Mechilta, Derech Pnimius HaTaira, we have to take one step backwards and we have to understand a little bit what the man was. So the Gemara brought a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishma. The Pasuk says, Lechem Abirim Achalish, Tehillim Perik Ein Ches. Rabbi Akiva said, Lechem Abirim Achalish means Lechem Shemalachi Asharis Oichlen Oisai. The man was the food that the Malachi Asharis eat. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Si ve'imru loy le'akiva, Akiva to'iso, v'chi malachi ha'shores oichlem lechem." Did the malachi ha'shores eat lechem? Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was in Shemayim, because he was in Shemayim, he acted like the malachi ha'shores, and he said, "Lechem lo'yochalti u'mayim lo'yishasizi." Okay, so what does it mean, lechem abir? So Rabbi Shmuel said, not the lechem that the malachim eat, but the lechem that's nivla b'masayim v'arbo shmoy ne'evar. V'loshen, not abirim malachim, but abirim evarim. Food that's absorbed in the evarim, that's what it means. But Rabbi Akiva said that lechem abirim ochalish is referring to the lechem that the malachim eat. So the Ramban, in Parshas Beshalach, in the middle of the Parshas Amon, he says, what's Pshan Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva knows that the malachim don't eat. So the Ramban says, and the Chassam Sofer explains what the Ramban means, and that is, we know, Chazal say, that in Olam Haba, there's no achila and there's no shtiyah. There's no, you can't stand, you can't sit. Ela tzadikim yoishvin, this is all euphemism. The nenem miziv ashchino. So in Olam Haba, in the metaphysical world, there's no achila. Stating that, says the Ramban, that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Yidden the hana that the tzadikim have when they're nenem miziv ashchino. But how do you take that hana, which is not a physical hana, which is something that a basar v'dam is not really shayach to, and package it in a way which is going to be brought down to this world. So said the Ramban, what the Eibishter did was, he gave the Yidden the man. And through the man, they had hana. Which hana? The hana that the Malachi Asharis have in Shemayim, the halacha that the tzaddikim are going to have at Toriseyim b'Roisheyim, when the nenem yiziv ashrino. So says the Ramban, Avad the Malachi Ashores have no achila. And when Rabbi Akiva said lechem abirim, that the lechem shem Malachi Ashores oichlim, he didn't mean the food that the Malachi Ashores eat, because they don't eat. What he meant was the pleasure, the hana that the Malachi Ashores have. But the Malachi Ashores, in a metaphysical world, have it in the metaphysical sense. Like the Rambam says, everything we know about Olam Haba is al derech mashal, because we don't really know what it is. Tzadikim yoishvin, they're not really sitting. V'atoriseyim b'rasheyim, there's no head, there's no crown. V'nenem yiziv ashchina, that, yeah. That's really what the next world is. But the Eibishter wanted to give the Yidden the hana of the v'nenem yiziv ashchina on this world. So how do you have that hana? It had to happen through a physical vehicle. The physical vehicle was the man. So the man was lechem abirim, lechem shemalachi asharis oichlin, in the sense that the hana, the taitza of eating the man, was the Hanan, the Taitzah that the Malachi Asharis have. And it's in that sense that it's Lechem Shemalachi Asharis Soichlin. In other words, the Hanah Sachilos, says the Chassam Sofer, of the Mon, is the Hanah that Moshe Rabbeinu had when he was Lechem Lo Yochalti. It's a Lechem Lo Yochalti Diga Achilo. There was Hanah Ruchni. But how do you have Hanah Ruchni in this world? The way you have it is in some physical sense. It happened through the medium of Achila, when it was an Achila of Mon, and through the Achila of Mon, they were able to, in a physical world, have a Me'ein, a dogma of what the Malachi Asharis have in the next world. Very, very deep. Very, very fascinating. Says the Chassam Sofer, Lefi Zeh, we could say a Dover Nifla. So he says like this. We know Chazal say, that Lo'nitna Torah, Elo Lo'ichlei Hamon. So what does that mean? That means, in order for a person to learn Torah, he has to be from the Oichle Amon. So first, you have to be an Oichle Mon, and then afterwards, you're able to learn Torah. And he says, the truth is, this idea of Leinitna Torah Ela Leichle Amon is very much merumas in the word Mon. Because what does Mon mean? He said, Rashi and Chumash said, Mon means Hachono. Hachono is Mazoin Hu. And Rashi brings Psukim, Vayyaman Lehem Amelech, you find Vayyaman Lehem Dog, right then. All of a sudden, a fish appeared to save Yoina when Yoina was thrown into the sea. Mafne Yoina. So all of a sudden, there was a fish. It's prepared. That's what it means. Mon is a gateway. Mon prepares a person to be able to learn Torah. So you eat mon, and now you're muchon. Now you're mezumen. Hinani muchon and mezumen. That's what the word mon means. It's pashit, right? The Yidden saw it, they called it mon. Wow, it's prepared food. So it goes down in history, the holiest thing, Lechem Abir Machalish, is known as prepared food. There has to be a deeper understanding here, right? It's Pasha. We have to dig a little deeper in order to properly understand this. Said the Chassam Sofer, that's the Tifkeit. Like Nitna Torah, Elo Lo'ichle Amon. The Tifkeit is that the Mon is prepared, yeah, it also prepares. It prepares, it allows. It's Mechen, Umezamein, Ayid, to be able to learn Torah. Oh, but the Chassam Sofer says, that based on what the Ramban says, that when the Yid ate the man, he was Nenem Yiziv Ashchina. He was having the experience on this world that the Malachi Asharis and the Tzadikim Yoishin Vatarasein Bereshayim have in the next world. So it comes out the man wasn't just a Heichetimtza. The man wasn't just a vehicle for me to now be able to learn Torah. In the man was the greatest Hasaga possible. It was in and of itself the greatest experience. It wasn't a means. It was an end. Because Tzadikim Yoishvim Vatoraseim Berasheim Venenem Beziv Ashchina is a Madrega of Rav the Raven. It's the ultimate Madrega. That means when the Yid ate Mon, really, number one, it was a vehicle, it was a means. Oh, now that I ate Mon, so now I could sit down and I could start harving and learning. But also, it was an end unto itself. Because that's what the Mon is. The Mon is the Hana in this world. Of tzaddikim yoishvim v'atarisayim v'rasheim v'nenem b'zev ha'shchino lechem abirim lechem shemalachi ha'shor yisoichem. Says the Chassam Sofer, with this you can understand the Gemara that we learned together in today's daf. The Gemara was explaining why the man was referred to as a god. The Haman kizera god lovon. Why is it called like a god? So one pshat the Gemara said was, Rav Meir said, Achirim Oimrim, it's kedivrei agado. It's like divrei agado shemoyshech libon l'teira. When a person learns agado, it's moyshech a person to learn Torah, right? That's what Agadata does. Agadata is very gishmak. So you learn Agadata, so it gives you a cheshik. It gives you a cheshik to want to learn more. So the Chassam Sofer says, so the man was referred to as Divrei Agadah. He says, it's so deep. He says, when you learn Agadata Gemara, right? This comes up so often. You learn Agadata Gemara. So he says, really, Agadata Gemara, what's going on? Very hard to understand, usually, the deeper meaning. But says the Chassam Sofer, that's poshit. That is pnimius agabi pnimius atayra in all agadat gemara that really makes the agadat gemara to be so meaningful. It's not shaykh, which means agadat gemara really it wears two hats. On the one hand, agadat, what's its purpose? It's moishech a person to want to learn Torah. But then again, if you can understand agadat gemara, if you can tap in a little bit and have a little bit of an idea of what Chazal are talking about, it's not just a gateway to want to learn more Torah. In the agadat gemara is the greatest soidus haTorah and the soidus haBriah. All the pnimius haTorah is hidden in the agadat gemara. So the Chassam Sofer says, That's the mashal and the nimshal. The man was like, I got with the Gemara. It's like, I got with the Gemara. He says, yeah, if you want a madreka, where you were able to be masig what the man really was, you were able to come to Azaz Sort Madrega, where the man was mamish, it was lechem abir machalish. That you it's a bechina of hanah in this world, may ain what the malachim and the tzaddikim have in the next world. That's mamish, like understanding the pnimius atayr of the agadotah. So you're mamish learning agadotah tomorrow, you understand everything. And if you're not in that madrega, so then it's like nitayra loichle aman, it's still kedusha, and it prepares you. Oh, it's like agadotah tomorrow. It's it makes you want to learn more. Like, I'm going to eat the man, I'm going to eat more. In other words, the man really had two dinim, it had two bechinois, and it depended very much on who it was that was eating the man. If a person that was eating the man was on the lower madrega, he wasn't really able to come to a place where he can experience in this world what the tzaddikim experience in the next world. He wasn't lechem abirim ochal ish. So then what was the man? It was a gateway. Like nitna Torah ela lo'ich le'haman. That's what it was. It's like a divrei agada. That's moshech a person. It makes you want to learn more. It's very nice. It makes you want to learn more. But if a person was on a higher madrega, so that person was able to, in the man, come to the hasoga that's lahafli, a saga that ordinarily a person would never be able to reach in this world. Which means the eating of the man is not just a gateway, a chatimsa to get you to do more. It's in and of itself a destination. It's in and of itself an incredible hasaga. That's like learning a gada to Gemara, where a person's able to understand the pnimiya satira. Zoktuch sam soifer, that's what the mechilta means. Vayikru beis Yisrael, heshemoy man. Says the mechilta, darshnei reshumay oimrim. Beis Yisrael Karush Maiman. So the Chasam Sofer says sometimes you find that Beis Yisrael is referring to the people that are in the lower Madreka. Beisoy Zu Ishtoy. Beisoy is the Bnei Bayis. People that aren't necessarily on the Madreka of being able to understand Torah and be Masik on the highest level. Beis Yisrael, the Yidden that were not on the highest Madreka, when they saw the Man, they referred to it as Man. What does Man mean? Man means it was prepared food. But on a deeper level, man means it prepares. They saw the man, and what they recognized was loynitna teira elo loichle aman. That's what they saw it for, and because they saw loynitna teira elo loichle aman, therefore they referred to it as man. But it was only the Beis Yisrael. It was only the people that were on a lower madrega that saw it that way. But the yidden that were on a higher madrega, says the Chasam Sofer, they would have never called it man, because man suggests that this food right here is a hechatimtza. It's going to allow me now to go ahead and to reach a higher level. But really, that's not what it was. What it was something that's a destination into itself. Not everybody had the schus to come to that point, but it was a destination unto itself. And because that's what it was, so it's for that reason the person, that they would have never called him on. So who referred to it as man? It's the Beis Yisrael. The Urshin Rishu Meisoymerim was Dafke the Beis Yisrael that referred to it as man. I saw in the Sefer Imre Das from Meir Shapiro. So he doesn't quote the Chasam Sofer, he doesn't even quote the Ramban, but he brings this inyan that the man was a Meichel Ruchni al derech the Ramban, and he says it was really something that, depending on the madrega that a person was on, that's how much he was able to be mastered it. So he says maybe with this you can understand the most basic element that every little child knows about the man. When a person ate the man, depending on what his machshava was, that's what the man tasted like. So we've always thought and learned and understood, and it's based on a Gemara, that what it meant was, is if you wanted it to taste like meat, it tasted like meat. You want the chicken, it was chicken. If you wanted it to taste like soda, whatever you wanted it to taste like, that's what it tasted like. And that's true. But there obviously is something a little bit deeper here. And the depth is that the man was a dveikus by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't just a dveikus. It was on the highest level. It's tzaddikim yoishvim v'atoroseim b'rosheim v'nenem b'ziv hashchina. It's an achila of a lechem lo yochalti u'mayim lo yishasisi. It's an achila of, in shemayim there's no achila and there's no shtir. That was the nature of the achila. In dveikus, in ruchnius, depending on the madrega that the person's on, that's how much he's going to feel. That's how much he's going to connect. That's the depth in the man tasting like what a person's machshava was. Yeah, if you wanted it to taste medium rare, that's the way it came out. But on a deeper level, if your machshavas, your hachonos, your hasagas were on a madrega, where you were able to connect on a deeper level, so your dveikus ended up being that much deeper. And if you are on a lesser level, it ended up being that much less. But either way, that's the yesoid. The yesoid is, the man was lechem abir machalish, lechem shemalachi ashor yesoichlim, not that the malachim eat man, malachim don't eat, akiva ta'isa, Rabbi Yishmael said. Of course they don't eat. But what it means is that that dveikus, that hanah that the malachim have through not eating, the yidden were able to get through eating, which means that the man in and of itself was really the gresta hasoga that a person could have possibly had in elokus in this world. It's a chaining loy nitna toira elo loichle aman, as if to say the man is just a vehicle to echatimsa to get a person to the madrega that he needs to be on. They're both true. It depended on the madrega, and that's the mashal of Chazal, was divrei agada. Divrei agada for some is just geshmak and gemaras, right? It's just. It's not so lumdish, it's easier. It's Moshech Libay Shaladam. But for others, Divrei Agada is the Pnimius, Agabi Pnimius Atayra. And those were the two Madregas of the Man, the Beis Yisrael, the Pchusei Hamoinam. They refer to it as Man, Miloshen Mechin, but really for the people that were on the higher Madrega, what it was a Hasaga, and that's from Meir Shapiro's Haysafa. If it was a Hasaga, so it's mistabed that the Hasaga was based on the Libaboy, on the Machshav of the person. And that's the Tifkeit and the idea that the man tasted like based on the person's machshava, because the hana that a person was going to get from this dveikus belokus really depended on where he was in his mind, where he was in his heart, how much he had prepared himself. That's the deeper meaning, or at least a glimpse into a deeper meaning of the Parsha Samad.